Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 92 of the IoT for All podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Chacon, and today we have two special guests with us. The first is from Avnet Abacus, Martin Keenan, and the other is from Avnet, Mike Powell. They join us today to talk about the maturity of the IoT space, current obstacles to development and adoption of IoT solutions, and where they think the industry is going. To give you a little background on our guest, Mike Powell is the business development manager of global IoT for Europe, the Middle East, and Africa for Avnet. Martin Keenan serves as the technical director at Avnet Abacus, where he's responsible for technical marketing strategy across key market segments. He has more than 15 years of experience in electronics and has occupied roles at RS Components, Avnet, and Altera. Other than that, I hope you enjoy this episode. It's always fun to have two guests on at the same time, so I think you'll find a lot of value in this. Without further ado, please enjoy this episode of the IoT for All podcast. Welcome, Martin and Mike, to the IoT for All show. Thanks for being here today.
Hey, Ryan, nice to meet you.
Thanks, Ryan. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have both of you. This is going to be a great episode. I think, you know, it's nice to have two different people from, you know, a company and a company subdivision, kind of parent company, kind of relationship. So I'm excited to talk about that with Avnet and Avnet Abacus. But what I wanted to do is start off by having you both, and Martin, let's start with you, just giving a quick introduction about yourself, background, experience, kind of talking a little bit more about, your role at Avnet Abacus, and then Mike, feel free to jump in, kind of talk about your background and your role at Avnet.
Sure.
Thanks. So I'm Martin Keenan. I'm technical director at Avnet Abacus. My background is in electronics engineering. So I studied electronics engineering at university. But over the past 20 years or so, I've worked in electronics sales and marketing roles within the hardware distribution industry predominantly. So everything from semiconductors to power supplies, interconnect, passive, and all of the kind of typical hardware building blocks that engineers around the world design products with. So at Avnet, my current role is technical director. We're an electronics marketing company, essentially. So I'm responsible for pulling together all of the different products and solutions we can offer and presenting them to our sales force and our customers in a way that makes sense to them and can help solve their business challenges.
And my name is Mike Powell. I work for Avnet Global IoT, which is a kind of centralized function inside the business. And I work for the European version of that division. What we do is we enable the Avnet businesses here in Europe to sell IoT solutions, whereas in the past, their business is much more transactional, you know, sort of designing in some silicon, a chip, for example, or some other components, and getting that into production is what Avnet has been doing very well for actually a long time. But how we transform ourselves into an IoT business requires a different way of approaching customers and new customers as well. So the conversation is a bit different. The kind of customers we talk to are quite different, and the challenges that they face are not your typical kind of design in of a small MCU. They are quite high level business challenges. So we're kind of in touch with a whole range of different threads of that approach, and we help the business units in Europe move forward and do that.
Fantastic. So can you talk a little bit more, maybe Martin, you can talk a little bit more about Avnet Abacus, what you all do, the role in IoT you play, and the relationship you have with working with the more corporate side of Avnet.
Yeah, so let me tell you about Avnet briefly first. You know, we've been around since 1921. We're a technology solutions company, and we represent and work with hundreds of different technology suppliers, generally on the component side. So people who manufacture semiconductors, interconnect, sensors, power supplies, batteries, all of those hardware blocks I mentioned earlier, and we sell them to OEMs who design all sorts of products, and increasingly their IoT related products. So that's Avnet, our global company. I work for Avnet Abacus here in Europe. And we're a business unit within that focused on generally the non-semiconductor devices. So everything that's not a integrated circuit generally, we focus on selling those components to customers. A big driver for us are increased big drivers are increased connectivity, increased sensing, more and more remote products requiring batteries and new battery technologies, super caps and so on, and increased wireless connectivity, not just wireless, but massive increases in connectivity. So they're all kind of typical IoT drivers within our traditional customer base where existing products are being upgraded to have IoT functionality, and the customers we've worked with for decades are adding new functionality that we can provide. But there's also, and we will get into the various challenges we see, but it has been apparent over the past several years that there's an opportunity for people like us at Avnet and our suppliers to ease the path to IoT success, if you like, for new and existing customers. So instead of just providing the hardware that we're excellent at and the kind of guidance on what hardware you can choose to do what, we've been looking at Avnet of or at looking at how we can increase the value we can offer to customers, particularly with solving some of these big adoption and evaluation challenges within IoT. And as part of that, we've acquired a lot of new capability to bring more of a solution to customers. So not just stopping at the component level, but bringing software capability and really sensor to cloud capability to customers of all different sizes. And we've acquired that capability and built a team of which Mike is a part to take that to customers.
That's fantastic. Can you, are there any particular, let's say, use cases or focus areas for you all when it comes to IoT solutions and helping these solutions get to market and get developed? Do you have an area that you all focus in? And then if there are any maybe real life solutions you can kind of tie to everything you've been talking about to kind of bring it to more of a real life thing for our audience?
There are a few, Ryan, actually, that I wouldn't say we particularly focus on any one particular area. We speak to a wide range of different customers who have a wide range of different business problems that they need to solve. Some examples would include things like public utilities, where for example, in a pump house where you're pumping water around a city or a town, and you want to make sure that that pump is working to its optimum, that it's not going to break down tomorrow or next week, because in that particular situation, with no other information coming from those kinds of pieces of equipment, then the only option is to visit those buildings, those pumps on a regular basis and sort of service them to see how well they are doing. With IoT, it would be possible to deploy an intelligent sensor to that kind of product or that kind of piece of machinery and monitor it for its health. Out of a few hundred of those sorts of pumps, then what you can intelligently do is to say to your service personnel, well, we just want to go to, we'll prioritize which of those locations we go and visit. Focus on the equipment that looks like it's about to break, and we'll leave the other stuff alone. So, there's a definite cost saving and an efficiency improvement there as one example.
All right. Okay, great. So let me ask you guys at a high level, kind of from your perspective and your view of the market, how do you kind of view the current state of IoT adoption across different industries, and that can relate as well to industrial IoT, kind of thinking of them in the same light?
Yeah. I guess, Martin, you'll probably have a view, but I certainly have a view.
I can give you a quick view from my point of view and hand back to you, Mike, for the more holistic view. But we see, and part of the reason Avnet have invested in new capability is we see a lot of maturity in hardware. We've come from hardware. We've worked with hardware suppliers and companies for many, many decades. And we see a certain level of maturity in the hardware side of things where customers and potential customers have certainly got all of the hardware at their fingertips to be able to develop more sophisticated IoT solutions than are widely adopted, I would say, particularly in the industrial space, which tends to take a lot of time to change because of the cost of upgrading equipment and changing business models and so on. But from a hardware point of view, I think there's a lot of maturity. But generally, from an adoption point of view, and it varies from industry sector to industry sector, all of which we're active in, we're still at really early stages, I would say, of adoption. And part of that is down to a lot of the reasons Mike can touch on in challenges, common challenges across industry segments that we encounter every day and we're trying to help fix.
Yes, thanks, Martin. I mean, that's true. Engagement is high. Let me start by saying that. You know, the number of conversations we have with, you know, a wide range of customers, you know, is high. So there's a definite interest in talking about complete solutions to customers' problems. And what helps with that is that when customers look at IoT as the solution to a particular problem, the more they look, the harder it looks. Because you know, first of all, you know, who out there can provide a solution that works all the way from the edge to a cloud solution? There are actually very few companies that do the whole thing, but Avnet is one of those. And we also don't shy away from some of the most significant issues that it's really important to take care of. And one of the biggest ones there is security. You know, you can't... One of the reasons why, you know, internet protocol IPv6 has come along is effectively because of IoT. For years, we had IPv4, which was an addressing protocol that everybody understands. But IPv6, because of the number of internet connections that is mushrooming at the moment due to IoT, means that the number of entry points for IoT networks is becoming enormous, and therefore security kind of goes alongside with that as well. So we deal with security too, and when we go and speak to customers about these solutions, we wrap everything together and we take care of everything for customers so that they, you know, they literally get a solution to their business problem.
Well, that's great. So let me ask you then, from all your learnings and dealing with customers at different levels of or different stages of their IoT journey, where are you seeing to be the biggest challenges that customers are facing when it comes to either starting the journey or scaling, you know, at any point kind of along that whole process? And what advice do you have for organizations to help overcome those challenges and to have a successful, you know, deployment?
Sure. Hey, Martin, I've got a few of those if you want me to step up and do those.
Yeah, go for it, Mike.
Okay. So there are five actual key areas that are quite common actually in customers' adoption of IoT. First of all, customers, you know, are probably realizing that they've got an awful lot of data, but not very much else. So they think it's just about data, but it isn't. It's actually about producing insights from that data. And in order to do something like that, you probably need AI, or you probably need machine learning, or you probably need some other kind of deep processing technology to create those insights. Also behind all of that, a clear business objective, you know, what is it you want to solve? What is it you want to improve? Will drive how you actually obtain those insights. The second is IoT really means one thing, and that's lots of people. It's funny, when we go and talk to IoT customers, people appear from in customers at least, from all over the place, you know, So it isn't just about selling to an engineer anymore, as we've been used to doing. You know, we've been around for 100 years or so, and that's kind of what we've been doing. But it's way more than that. You know, even CTOs and CEOs are involved in these solutions because they're potentially transformative to customers. So it's funny how, you know, we become part of that kind of the how we do stakeholder management in companies to kind of bring groups of people together who perhaps wouldn't ordinarily be kind of talking about buying solutions. And then it's also easy to imagine that, you know, perhaps IoT is an IT or an OT kind of concept, and that just those people should be involved. And that's that you can't get further away from the truth than that. They have to be involved, of course, but it's a significant team of people that need to be involved to produce these solutions. You know, if you can't get C-suite people involved in the conversation, or at least senior people inside customers, then you probably are going to struggle at the POC stage. POC being proof of concept. You know, a lot of projects end up languishing at that stage for a long time because they're not driven forward by the desire of a CEO or a very clear business objective. And then kind of the final one is, you know, you want to be in IoT because it's a great buzzword, but you don't really know why. You know, we run sort of, you know, IoT workshops that help to pull forward the clear business objective that customers want to solve. What is it they really need? Why would they spend the money to implement that solution? And what are they going to get out of it as a result of that? So those are the kind of five main areas that we're aware of that they either drive success because everyone's doing that, or it's usually one of those or a couple of them that kind of stall it or, you know, stretch out the POC stage for a bit too long.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think to one of your earlier points about the education component and being able to market and talk to non-technical people, I think that was one of the biggest challenges we saw when we started IoT for All, because most content was very dense. You know, it was engineer to engineer, excuse me, focused. And we learned that in order for IoT adoption to really spread across industries and to be successful, non-technical people need to understand what IoT was and how it can benefit their business, and it not just be something that engineers understand, because a lot of times the decision makers may not have a technical background to understand the value of what an IoT solution does or brings to their business. So I think, you know, all those points are very well taken. And when it comes to kind of the Avnet and the Avnet Abacus side of things, how do you all approach those different challenges and help organizations overcome them, or maybe set yourselves up to be more successful because you know those are common challenges that you will face or that organizations will face when they kind of start or venture down their IoT journey?
Sure. Well, we see those challenges across everywhere, but one of the problems you mentioned about your challenge with IoT for All, the podcast, was, you know, engineers understand a lot of the potentials and benefits and how to develop an IoT solution. The decision makers ultimately may not be that technical. And one of the things we have been trying to champion really is helping engineers, and a lot of the communication we do and marketing we do is helping to translate and talk more and more about the business benefits and potential upsides that an IoT adoption will give customers. So that's one of the areas we think the whole industry has to change. The capability is all out there, but it is so transformative potentially that, you know, you need to justify why are you going to totally redesign how your manufacturing operations work, how you approach maintenance and predictive maintenance and preventative maintenance. The capability is all there, but the costs or the potential impact to your business prevents a lot of customers from going beyond those initial kind of proof of concept steps that we spoke about earlier. So I think it's really important, and what we've invested a lot of time in doing is getting together with customers as they take their first steps in IoT, and really helping nail down what are the final business objectives, what how far are you prepared to go to transform your business. We've got customers who are transforming from selling hardware to potentially selling services. So building on a model that has been around a long time, I think Rolls-Royce were the pioneers of this kind of selling a service instead of just selling jet engines. In their case, it was in the 60s, I believe, deciding that they would sell uptime and sell engine operating hours rather than sell this hugely expensive piece of equipment. And that's becoming much more of a possibility in all sorts of different sectors now. But customers really need to understand that and work with somebody like Avnet, who deals with customers across of various different sizes, across various different types of end market segments, and can really kind of uncover a lot of the challenges that they may run into up front, and make sure that everybody understands those, and that there isn't this kind of expectation that we're just going to add some more connectivity, we're going to gather the data, and then everything's going to be fine. So they're kind of some of the ways we've approached helping customers, I guess, understand the benefits and how you can get there up front early on, and not just have, you know, this endless kind of, okay, we could do that, it's a proof of concept, but we've done a trial, but we've never really got to production. And Avnet, our success and the success of our suppliers is completely dependent on, you know, end customers, OEMs developing great new equipment that helps them be successful. So, that's where we're really kind of focused on helping people.
So as it kind of relates to your focus area, what do you think are some of the things you all have done recently that have had the largest impact on helping kind of enable wider adoption of IoT solutions?
I think some of the acquisitions we've made over the past few years to move ourselves and to position ourselves as more than just a hardware solutions company. So somebody that would, as I say, our traditional background has been in providing technical guidance and advice and eventually components and hardware solutions to customers. To through recent acquisitions, we've been acquiring the capability to develop embedded software, to develop in various quantities, but everything from proof of concept hardware up to higher scales, but also to develop the security that is required from sensor to the cloud, and most recently acquiring a company called SoftWeb, which Mike has experience of working with, where we've now got the capability to really provide value-added services and really fast to market cloud and enterprise capability.
So let me, before you jump in, Mike, let me ask, is it fair to say that kind of the overall goal there is to simplify the IoT development process for customers? Because right now, if you really think about the market, it's very fragmented, right? It's, you can get hardware one place, you can get connectivity another place, you can get the application layer somewhere else and so forth. But it sounds like one of the goals you all have is to be able to put this all into one.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Yeah. Because that fragmentation seems to be a real issue.
Yeah. And remember, that's where we come from. So we supply, we go to one customer, and we can represent all different types of technology. We work with dozens of different leading manufacturers of everything from semiconductors, sensors, wireless components, and so on. So we've come from that heritage of being able to provide a customer with a complete solution from a hardware point of view. But as we've already discussed, leaving the customer there requires them to work with various other parties and, you know, they need to get security guidance from here. There are more and more non-traditional customers who just want proof of concepts designed for them quickly so that they can start to gather data, they can start to build some of the business models that they believe are possible. What we're endeavoring to provide is, you know, to build on our reputation of somebody that is agnostic, that's experts in helping customers develop great products, but to move beyond simply providing the hardware components and hardware engineering support that we once did into, you know, looking at, okay, where does the data go? So we've always been great at helping customers acquire data, process data, and send it. But where does that data go? And all along the route from the edge there where that data is created to where it delivers business value, we see opportunities to help customers and really simplify it by working with us.
And we do definitely, Ryan, make that whole process easier. So to your point earlier on, you know, we've invested a lot of money actually in the capability to supply a solution all the way from the edge. And I mean, the proper edge, an embedded device, very low power, could be battery operated, could be Zigbee device, could be Bluetooth, could be cellular, you know, through a set of gateways and to the cloud. You know, we cover that entire journey and securely. And we know when we go and talk to customers, when we talk about a solution, of course, the conversation is focused on the customer's business problem. You know, we don't talk about the technology very much at all, actually, in the initial meetings, except to expose what we need to get done. But the customers then kind of rest easy by understanding that we cover everything. And, you know, we'll bring a complete solution, and here's the time scale, here's what the cost will be, here are the benefits that you'll get from that complete solution.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. We've talked about that a lot on our podcast before, where, you know, oftentimes we you know, think about IoT as a very partner-centric ecosystem. And it seems like the approach you all are taking is not so much down the partner side of things, but more of the, you kind of taken, you know, the acquisition route to be able to have control over an entire or every component of an IoT solution to offer that to your customers, which is a very interesting approach because it's often not the case for most companies.
Yeah, that's right. And we enable, actually it's two ends that we enable that, because our suppliers, many of our suppliers also have a goal to be part of the IoT revolution as well, but they don't necessarily have that capability in-house to do that, or even control their destiny as far as those devices are concerned. It is down to somebody like Avnet to wrap everything together and orchestrate a complete solution to provide to customers.
Yeah, that's absolutely fascinating. I appreciate that. That's a great insight, because like I said, we talk to most companies and the approach is the partner side. So it's very unique to hear what you all are doing. I know you have a long history of doing that in across multiple industries. So it makes a lot of sense you took that approach. As we kind of wrap up here, I wanted to ask you one last question before we get into kind of just some general stuff. But as you kind of look at the market now and into the future, what do you think are the largest drivers in future IoT success that we're kind of in need of? And, you know, what will those drivers be? And if you also see any potential barriers to progress, what will those barriers be?
Yeah, for me, it's all about insights from data. So, you know, for me, AI will be an important part of what we do, and deriving really unique insights that drive success. And I think our job going forward is to help customers understand what insights they can get from their own data and what efficiencies they can derive from those. It's not an easy conversation, but it's a very interesting one. And the closer you get to a customer's business with that conversation, the more interesting the customer becomes. So no specific area for me, but industrial processes, industrial automation is probably an important area that I think we see that benefit coming from.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there are so many different areas that are going to drive this. you know, the potential for new business models, the potential for people in manufacturing to be much more agile and to be much more capable of producing agile manufacturing services, the potential for device makers to be able to much better understand the usage of their products and adapt to that on the fly and produce, you know, via software updates or via changes and tweaks to manufacturing. There are so many different ways that I think every industry stands to benefit. Where will be the, you know, I think there'll be peaks and troughs as we progress. There are already great examples of customers who are realizing benefits of implementing a more IoT style business model. But yeah, it's going to take some time, I think. But in there, you know, there are very few industries where you can think of that are not going to be impacted by the ability to get closer, put the end user and the device closer to the manufacturer and to the manufacturing of those devices. And yeah, I see, you know, potential changes and disruptions and upheavals everywhere, you know, and most of them very positive for efficiency and, you know, a much smarter utilization of how we, you know, manufacture things and how we use resources.
Absolutely. No, that's all great. Yeah, I really appreciate you guys' time today. You guys have, you know, shed some very interesting light, like I mentioned before, the approach you all are taking to supporting the industry and providing solutions and products out there for customers and companies is something that is definitely unique. Like I said, people are taking this partnership approach. They're kind of focusing on one area, one component of an IoT solution. You guys are doing it all kind of collectively together internally, which is very fascinating to hear and see that you can be successful doing it that way. What I wanted to ask you before we wrap up.
Rely just to I guess to clarify, we do rely on, you know, our suppliers and the companies we partner with, but we're heavily invested in our own engineering capability to offer advice, to help customers design, and in where it's necessary, where they don't have the ability to do so themselves, to really, you know, accelerate their ability to develop a final product themselves.
Absolutely. That makes total sense. I appreciate that clarity. So if, is there any, when I wrap up here, I wanted to ask you two final questions. The first is, are there any new happenings kind of coming out of either Avnet or Avnet Abacus that our audience should be on the lookout for? Anything new and exciting coming up? And then the last question will be, if people have questions or want to follow up in any way to this conversation, what's the best way to do that?
Well, yes, let me start on the platform side. So we have our own platform. It's actually based on Microsoft Azure IoT suite, and we call it a middleware, but essentially what we do with our platform is to provide accelerators to something like 16 target market segments. So that allows us to be really, really quick to market. So if I was going to recommend anybody who was interested in getting into IoT and they're in, you know, one of those 16 and examples are, you know, smart retail and smart building. And, you know, there are some pre-built vertical accelerators that allow us to get into those markets really fast. That is probably worth taking a serious look at.
Great. And if our audience has anything, kind of follow-up questions, best way to do that, go to the website. Is there a way to reach out to you guys directly via like Twitter or LinkedIn? What do you guys suggest?
Yeah, we'll provide the links if you can link to them from the podcast notes. Best way to find out about us is, through our website, I guess, avnetabacus.eu is Avnet Abacus website, and avnet.com is the global website where you can learn about everything we can offer around the world.
Sounds great. Well, again, Mike and Martin, I really appreciate your time. The insights you guys shared are fantastic. It's always great to have two guests on to have, you know, kind of more dialogue going back and forth, and the insights you guys shared today were great. So I, again, appreciate your time. Look forward to getting this out to our audience. We'll make sure we link up all the necessary pieces of information. Is there anything else you want to include? Just let us know and we'll be sure to get it out to our audience. And thanks again.
Great. Thanks, Ryan.
Cheers, Ryan. Well, thanks for your time. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And thanks for all you guys are doing to promote the benefits and the adoption of fantastic new IoT technology.
Absolutely. No, we love doing it. It's getting great responses, you know, engagement, and talk to folks like you to learn more about what you're doing in the space, you know, how you view the industry. It provides a ton of value for our audience. So your time is greatly appreciated by us and everyone who listens. So thanks again. And look forward to hopefully talking again sometime soon.
Cool. Thanks, Ryan.
That'd be great. Thanks.
All right, everyone. Thanks again for listening to that episode of the IoT for All podcast. I hope you found a lot of value in it. If you did, we would truly appreciate it if you would leave a rating or review on whichever platform you're listening to it on. Also, feel free to subscribe to our podcast directly, our newsletter, or our social media to ensure that you get the latest episodes as soon as they become available. But other than that, thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.